Welcome to The Weekly Option, the podcast for people interested in trading stock options. Each week, we cover trade ideas and opportunities in the stock market right now. Whether you're a beginner, a professional, or just curious about options, this is the show for you. Let's get started. Welcome to The Weekly Option. This is episode 244 on November the 12th, 2022. I'm your host, Eric. And in this week's show, we will cover the trades from last week on Fubo TV Inc., Norwegian Cruise Line Holdings, and BP, British Petroleum. And we discuss three new trades on Canopy Growth Corporation, the Silver Trust ETF, and the Van Eck Trust Gold Miners ETF. Now, it's always great to hear from listeners. If you have any questions about the trades presented here on the show or even about your own positions, feel free to email me. You can email questions to me at eric@theweeklyoption.com. That's eric@theweeklyoption.com. I've also created a few videos to teach you all the basics of option trading that you'll need to know to be able to follow along with me on this show. You can visit our website and click on the videos tab to watch them, or visit the YouTube channel for The Weekly Option. Now, I also teach students how to trade options, not just study theory, with the combination of videos and live coaching calls. If you're ready to take your trading to the next level, send me an email to schedule a phone call. Now, the equity markets had a strong week, recovering all of last week's losses. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 1,344 points, ending the week at 33,747 points. The S&P 500 Index gained 222 points, closing at 3,992 points on Friday. And now it's time for the topic of the week. The topic of the week this week is perfection. Perfection is an illusion. Earlier this week, a friend posted a video on LinkedIn that was a great reminder to me. It's the coach of a women's basketball team, and it's a few years old. She's reminding her players to get their butts in the gym. There's no magic. There's no special drink that makes you, you know, have a high free throw percentage or make your three-pointers. She even recalls seeing Steph Curry as a high school kid practicing shots in the gym. This reminder is sage wisdom. If you want to perform well, you must practice. Some of you might be wondering how this applies to trading. So I've found that the best way to become a good trader is to make trades. You are better off placing small trades with real money than you are paper trading with lots of fake money, like $100,000 account, and you only intend to trade with a $5,000 account. Executing small trades is like Kobe Bryant shooting 100 free throws before and after practice. It never guarantees success. I mean, even Michael Jordan missed roughly 26 game-winning shots. However, he kept shooting and managed to make some of the shots that have made him legendary. So if you want to get good, practice. If you want to be great, practice even more. If you want to improve your trading results, assuming you have a good understanding of risk, trade. All right, that's it for the topic of the week. Let's get into the review of last week's trades. So we'll start off with our covered call. We looked at Fubo TV, symbol F as in Foxtrot, U as in Uniform, B as in Bravo, O as in Oscar. At the time, the stock was trading for $3.39 per share. I looked at buying stock and selling the November 3.5 call at 34 cents, which could give you a maximum return of 13.27% in 2 weeks. Now, shares of Fubo TV gained 20 cents, ending the week at $3.59 per share. The call option we sold lost 9 cents, leaving us with a net gain of 29 cents if we were to close the trade out immediately. Of course, if stock remains above $3.50 per share at expiration on Friday, you will lock in 45 cents of gain for the 2 weeks of holding the trade. And even if stock goes below $3.50 per share, you'll still get to keep the 34 cents you received for selling the option. So the very clear answer is not to make any adjustments and to just ride this one out. This trade has worked as planned, so no adjustments are needed. And of course, we have expiration this upcoming Friday. Next up, we had the credit spread on Norwegian Cruise Line Holdings. Symbol N as in November, C as in Charlie, L as in Lima, H as in Hotel. At the time, the stock was trading for $16.99 per share. We looked at selling the November 16 half 16 put spread at 17 cents, which could give us a maximum possible loss of 33 cents per spread. Now, Norwegian Cruise Line stock grew 87 cents per share, ending the week at $17.86 per share. The out-of-the-money put spread we sold is now even more out of the money, and with stock well above our short strike, I'm expecting this spread to expire out of the money, which would allow us to keep the full amount of premium we collected when we sold the spread, which is the 17 cents. So far, so good on this one as well. No adjustments are needed on this trade. Our final trade from last week was a debit spread on British Petroleum, symbol B as in Bravo, P as in Papa. Now, at the time, the stock was trading for $33.04 per share. I looked at buying the November 32 half 33 call spread for 31 cents, which could give us a maximum gain of 19 cents, or that would be a 61.29% return in 2 weeks. Well, shares of BP grew 80 cents, closing the week at $33.84 per share on Friday. The in-the-money call spread that we bought is now even more in the money, and with stock remaining well above $33 per share, we're expecting to capture the full value of the spread at expiration, leading to a 61.29% return on capital over 2 weeks. So this trade has worked out, also working out as planned, so no adjustments are needed. Definitely keep abreast of stock price on all of these three trades. Even though they have won so far, you want to make sure that you're following it through the week into expiration. Obviously, expiration on Friday, November 18th. So this week is options expiration for November monthly options. On Friday, all November monthly options will either go to zero or they'll be priced at their intrinsic value. So all the new trades for this for the next few weeks will use the December 16th option expiration for monthly options in December. So let's go ahead and get into the new trades for the week. We're going to start off with the covered call, looking at Canopy Growth Corporation, symbol C as in Charlie, G as in golf, C as in Charlie. Stock ended the week at $4.22 per share. I'm looking at buying stock and selling the December 4.5 call at 50 cents. That would give us a return of 18.48% in 5 weeks. Now, you enter this trade by buying stock for $4.22 per share and selling the December 4.5 call at 50 cents. This trade makes the most money if stock prices finish above $4.50 per share. The break-even price on this trade is $3.72 per share, and in real terms, the stock purchase will require $422, and you'll collect $50 for selling the option. Next up, we have our credit spread, looking at the Silver Trust ETF, symbol S as in Sierra, L as in Lima, V as in Victor. The stock ended the week at $19.95 per share. I'm looking at selling the December 19 half 19 put spread at 18 cents, which could give us a maximum possible loss of 32 cents per spread. Now, you enter this trade by selling the December 19 half put at 54 cents and concurrently buying the December 19 put for 36 cents. This is a credit spread because we are selling the spread, and this trade makes the most money if stock prices remain above $19.50 per share. The break-even price on this trade is $19.32 per share, and in real terms, you'll collect $18 per spread that you sell and have $50 at risk. And our final trade on the week is a debit spread looking at Van Eck Trust Gold Miners ETF, symbol G as in golf, D as in Delta, X as in X-ray. The stock ended the week at $28.30 per share. I'm looking at buying the December 27-28 call spread for 63 cents, which could give us a maximum gain of 37 cents, or that would be a 58.73% return per spread in 5 weeks. Now, you enter this trade by buying the December 27 call for $2.26 and concurrently selling the December 28 call at $1.63. This is a debit spread because we are buying the spread This trade makes the most money if stock prices remain above $28 per share. The break-even price is $27.63 per share. And in real terms, you'll pay $63 to enter this spread, and your maximum gain is $37 per spread. So that's it for this week's show. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you also for sharing. And as always, happy trading.
Thank you for listening to the Weekly Option Podcast. Please subscribe to our show and visit us at www.theweeklyoption.com. Disclaimer, there is a very high degree of risk involved in trading. The indicators and strategies described in this podcast are for educational purposes only and should not be construed as investment advice. For our full disclaimer, visit our website at www.theweeklyoption.com.